Good morning. We welcome you to worship. It's a special day, the fourth Sunday of Advent. Christmas is almost here. A few announcements we'll make as we get started this morning. We'd like to find out who is in worship. The way we do that is very simple. There are pew pads on the inside aisle of every pew. We invite members and guests. Take that pew pad, write your name down. Give us contact information if you choose. Send it down so everybody has a chance to fill it out. We do ask that last person, when you're done, send it back to where it got started. We do ask that first person, when it comes back to you, please tear out the pages that were used today, and our ushers will collect those at the end of the service. Thank you so much for your help with that. Brief announcements. Tomorrow is Christmas Eve. We'll be having our Christmas Eve service at 5 o'clock here in the sanctuary. We would love for you to be a part of that service. It's one of my favorite services of the year. We will need a little bit of help in preparing for that service. We've got to get all this stuff out of here. So if you're able to help at the end of worship, help us kind of move some things, will not take long. That would be very helpful. We are in, in the middle of our Christmas missions offering. We have raised $13,217. So thank you for that. Still working towards raising money for those Christmas missions offering. Matt wanted me to announce January the 13th. This is the opportunity for you to get rid of any Christmas gift you never asked for, didn't want. There's an unwanted Christmas gift party, January the 13th, along with a chili cook-off. And so that's a great night of fellowship. You all are invited to be a part of that. It is Children's Sunday. We missed it a couple of weeks ago. And today, Channels will be leading us in worship. Because of the snow, we are combining efforts. So prepare yourself for what's about to happen. It's going to be a great service. We are so excited for our children to lead and to be a part of the Channels. And so thank you for the opportunity for us to lead in worship. As has become our custom, we will be lighting the Advent wreath today. And we invite the Phillips family to come and lead.
Psalm 118, verses 1 through 4. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let Israel now say, his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron now say, his mercy endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord now say, his mercy endures forever. Verses 27 through 29. God is the Lord, and he has given us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. John 3:16-18. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Today we light the candle of love.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, light of the world, John told the people to prepare for you when you were very near. As Christmas grows closer day by day, help us to be ready to welcome you now. Come into the sanctuary and be with us as we worship you. We hope you love every minute of our worship service. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We invite you to share in our responsive reading.
We will read the light print, and we invite you to read the dark print with us.
Shout with joy to the Lord, O earth. Worship the Lord with gladness.
Come before him singing with joy.
Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we are his.
We are all people, the sheep of his pasture.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise.
Give thanks to him and bless his name, for the Lord is God.
His unfailing love continues forever,
and his faithfulness continues to each generation.
Thank you. scripture reading for this morning comes from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. That night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, Messiah, the Lord has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David, and you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped in snugly in strips of cloth lying in a manger."
Suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others. The army of heavens praised God and sang, "Glory to God in highest heavens, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased."
Let us pray. Father, Creator, everything on earth is yours. We have nothing that can make you richer, for it all comes from you in the first place. But what we have, we bring. We understand that we live thanks only to you, and that without you we have nothing and can do nothing. Father, Redeemer, everything on earth is doubtfully yours. Though it belonged to you in the first place, we have treated it as ours, refusing to recognize you as the one who gave everything to us. But you sent your Son to claim what was yours from the beginning, and he showed the world how much he loved by coming to Bethlehem so long ago. Thank you for Jesus. Amen.
Our Sunday school classes have been studying God's Word, and we have seen that from Genesis to that humble manger in Bethlehem, God has had a wonderful plan for us. He knew we needed a Savior, so he sent his one and only Son, the Prince of Peace, the Light of the world, our Messiah, Jesus.
As we come together during this Advent season, we have learned that this is a time to prepare, a time to center our hearts and minds on the gift of our Savior. This is a time to rejoice and give thanks for the hope, peace, joy, and love that come through our relationship with Jesus.
Please join us as we visit a family who is preparing for Christmas.
Hey guys, are you ready to decorate for Christmas?
Yeah!
I have the Advent wreath ready to go.
Hey, what exactly is Advent?
Well, Advent means coming, or arrival, and we celebrate Advent as we prepare for the coming of Jesus on Christmas Day.
We use an Advent wreath to mark the weeks before Jesus' birth. The wreath is a circle, and that shows how God's love never ends. It goes on forever. The wreath is made of evergreen branches to show everlasting life.
What are the candles for anyway?
Well, The candles represent Christ as the light of the world. There are 5 candles on the wreath, and we light each one for the 4 weeks before Christmas as we prepare for Jesus' coming. We get to light the last one on Christmas Eve.
Each candle has a special meaning, too. The first candle of Advent is for the Sunday of Hope.
On the second Sunday, we light the next purple candle. It is the candle of peace.
On the second Sunday of Advent, we light the angel candle. It represents the peace that comes from knowing Jesus as our Savior.
When the angels appeared to the shepherds at the first Christmas, they praised us and glory to God in the highest heaven, on earth peace to those who come to his favorite home. Jesus is the Prince of Peace.
On the third Sunday of Advent, we light the candle of joy. We can be filled with joy because God sent us his Son to be our Redeemer.
Joy is an issue.
On the third Sunday of Advent, we light the shepherd's candle. It stands for joy. This candle is pink and represents how we get to move from repenting for our sins to glory because God sent us Jesus. An angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds, and the glory of the Lord shone on them, and they were terrified. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that there will be great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord."
Today, on the fourth Sunday of Advent, you saw us light the candle of love.
Love is God.
Love is when family comes together. Love is hope to a family. Love means that we love God.
On the fourth Sunday of Advent, we light the last purple candle, the Bethlehem. It symbolizes the love that we sent from heaven to earth on baby Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal.
The last candle is lit on Christmas Eve. It is the Christ candle.
On Christmas Eve, we light the white candle in the center. This is the Christ candle. It is white, pure, and without sin. It represents the life of Jesus Christ, who has come to be the light of the world. Jesus Christ is our Savior.
This is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. 1 John 4:10.
He came for his place, to into this place, to take my place, so that I can live in him, in his place. He is my Savior.
Advent is a very special time, and this simple wreath helps us to remember how much we are loved. Our hearts should be filled with hope, love, joy, and peace that only Christ can give.
Advent is a time of preparation, a time to center our hearts and minds on Jesus. Let us all pray and thank our Heavenly Father for sending us our wonderful Savior. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for doing so. Thank you for loving us even though we fall short of your plans. You knew we needed a Savior, so you sent us your Son. Help us to fix our eyes upon Jesus, our Redeemer, and live as he taught us to live. Help us to shine like the light of these candles, sharing hope, love, joy, and peace in your world. In the precious name of Jesus, our Savior, we pray. Amen.
I have a question. Now, we're only a couple of days away from Christmas, so you have to be honest with me, okay? All right. How many of you have a dirty room? Like, bed's not made, there's stuff everywhere. Go ahead, raise your hand. Everybody better raise your hands. How many of y'all got a dirty room? How many of y'all got a dirty house? Okay. If you're not raising your hand, I'm praying for you. I want to tell you a story. This week, we've had a lot of people at our house. coming by and visiting. They've brought very nice and brought food for us to eat. And I have feelings about people coming in my house when it's a mess. Does anybody else have feelings about thank you? I don't want people to think we have stuff everywhere, but we've got stuff everywhere. I'm just thankful to have a place to lay down at night, right? But people come in and they see that stuff. I want you to know, I want to teach you a word you've already taught us a little bit, but it's called Emmanuel. Can you say that with me? Emmanuel. That means God with us. God with us. Jesus, when he was born, essentially in a cave. It wasn't nice and clean. It was dirty. He was born in a manger. He was born and slept in a manger. Now, if I ask how many of you your moms would let you sleep in a manger, that would not happen. Police would be called, social services would be called. But God wanted us to know, he doesn't matter how dirty your room is. It doesn't matter to him if your house is big or small, or you've got more toys than you can play with. He wants you to know, he wants to come in the house and hang out in your living room, just like you see here. There's a reason we wanted it to look like a living room with Christmas trees and families being together. That when you have Christmas morning, I want you to remember God with us, Emmanuel. Jesus coming to sit on the sofa with you. He doesn't care what you look like, what mistakes you've made. He loves you so much he wants to hang out with you. That's Emmanuel. That's what you've taught us. And we are so thankful for the great message that you have given us this morning. That's the message for all of us. God with us. We serve a God who walks with us, not off in the distance, but one who knows our pain, one who knows our questions, one who knows our doubts, and wants to come in our home anyway and be right there with us. That's our challenge. Let Jesus in. No matter how dirty you think your house is, Emmanuel, God with us. We encourage you and invite you, as you leave the sanctuary today, we're going to give you a gift, a small light, as just a reminder of the light of the world who came to Bethlehem. We want you to take it to remember today as a challenge that wherever you go, to share the light of Christ in our words, in our actions, and in our attitudes. This is the message of Christmas. This is why we are here, and this is why we celebrate together. We're going to sing our hymn, and we invite you to pray where you are, as God is moving you to make decisions for him. We thank God for the children that he led our way and the way that they have led us in worship. Will you stand and sing together? invite you to stay standing where you are. Has it been a good day?
Yes.
It's been a wonderful day. We want to say a word of thanks to all of our leaders who made this possible. Worked so very hard, from the artwork that you see behind me. They were great. The kids did this, led by their Sunday school leaders. I want to thank all the Sunday school leaders, the music leaders, RAs, GAs, all of our children's leaders, prayer partners. We thank God for you. We thank God for the channels, for partnering with us in this worship service. It's something beautiful when God's people lead together and worship together. So thank you for giving us this opportunity. It is a blessing every year for our children to be up here leading us in worship. We invite you to, in just a moment, to fellowship with one another, and then come back tomorrow at 5 o'clock for our Christmas Eve service. Bodie, come on, buddy.
Let us pray. Dear God, thank you so much for today and this worship service. We love being with you here at church. Help us to prepare for Jesus' birth in our hearts. Give us the strength to live out the joy we have in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good job.